Monday night or le Yud Beis Sivan. And we're learning Chovis Halvavus. And we're learning Sharakniya. And with the very end of the fifth parak, where the Chovis Halvavus told us what to think about in order to acquire Kniya, what we should have in mind, the things we should consider in order to develop Kniya. And now we're up to the last paragraph. V'chasher lo tisrok, on page Reish Gimel, the last paragraph of Perek Chamishi. V'chasher lo... You have a sefer? What? I prefer people look in, then I feel like they're learning a sefer instead of my entertaining them. V'chasher lo tisrokein machshev sa'odom. V'chasher lo tisrokein machshev sa'odom.
I can concentrate much better without. I don't like the sefer.
I can't force anybody to do anything, and I don't.
Hold it, I don't like the sefer.
I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. Do what you want, you know. I'm just saying. So don't do it. If you don't concentrate less, so don't look at it. V'chashalo tisrokein machsheva sa'odom. Chovis Halvavus wants you to constantly think about this. He says when you're... Again, it's like the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiyas. You're not always thinking about these things. You're going to bump into an awful lot of lampposts if you're always thinking about these things. But it means you're always aware of them. So v'chashalo tisrokein machsheva sa'odom me'achad mishivin yonam elu, when your mind, literally it means if your mind is never emptied of these seven thoughts, seven contemplations, seven things that to keep in mind. You're always aware about the, really, you know, if you really want to always keep it in mind, I would imagine you could turn the seven into three, which he does in a moment, because it's really Mayan Basa, Ulana Taholech, Lufnamiya Tosal, Mitindin Vacheshman, really. So he says, but if you have Kniya, Lo Yechtal Mi, if you have these seven things in mind, the puniness of man, how a person was born, I should have said that first, to go in his order, how a person was born, where he comes from, so to speak, the puniness of man, you grow old, you die, the tsaros of life, how quickly things change, how swiftly death comes, what death does to your body, how obligated you are to Hashem, how your excuses are going to be, you know, laughed at, so to speak, by Hashem. Hashem's greatness, the world, if you have a little idea about the universe, how Hashem manifests himself in creation, how he punishes the arrogant, how quickly things change. You keep these things in mind. Lo yechtal milios nichna v'onov. You will develop midas hakniya. You will be an onov, because you won't be able to feel superior to anybody. You won't have any sense of, like I say, like superiority or arrogance, because everything you, even... I mean, according to the Chovis Halvavus, it's very simple. You know your qualities, and they're a gift from Hashem, and that's all there is to it. And you never think, but I'm a big tzaddik, and that's not a gift from Hashem, that's my bechira, because you're always mindful of your constant obligation to Hashem, and how you never really, even, you can't compare yourself to someone else and say, I'm a bigger tzaddik than he is. You're never fulfilling your obligation to Hashem. So you always have kniya. At some point, that's going to be your natural state. You're not going to have to keep thinking about it and working on it and developing. At some point, it becomes your natural state. And then, it's a tremendous... See, he didn't even talk about this yet. This stops chet. This is a tremendous shmira from being chote. Yishlol me'atzmo kol pigei zechichos hadas, because most chait, we're talking about deliberate chait, comes from really a sort of arrogance, we said, a sort of a feeling that I have my own agenda, my own needs, my own wants, and, you know, what Hashem wants is a shtickle inconvenient, and maybe he'll punish me, maybe he won't punish me, maybe I'll get away with it. maybe I'm willing to take the punishment. Like, you're fighting with Hashem, but you have a sense of self. So that right away is not Kaniyah. And if you develop Kaniyah properly, you wouldn't be able, so to speak, to be Chote, or to the degree that you have Kaniyah. You know, you're not going to develop it all in one day, in one month, in one year, in one decade. You work on it. But to the degree that you have Kaniyah, to that degree you won't be Chote, because you feel like you're always Omid Lefnei Hashem. It's really, it's a, you know, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. And like, I'm not going to be Chote. How can I be Chote? How dare I be Chote? Where do I get the chutzpah to do against the will of Hashem? V'agavus v'agayva k'vish ekdamnu v'yinotzel b'kach menachet v'hamichshol. He'll also have a better life in Olam Hazeh. Arrogant people, you know, do not have a good life, because they're always mindful of if they're getting enough kavod, and they're always feeling that they have to show their superiority, and usually that brings about their downfall, as by Haman. But even in more mundane interpersonal relationships, usually what, you know, people that feel they're not getting their due kavod end up unraveling their whole lives. Ka'omro u'bavur tiyu yirosu al p'neichem u'vilti techato. This is very interesting, maybe even fascinating. It's the after our service on Dibros, and the phrase in the pasuk is tiyu yirosu al p'neichem u'vilti techato. A shmira from chait is that you should have yiras Hashem on your face, or in your face. Now, I don't know how the Chayim HaLovis is understanding this pasuk. The Gemara says Zuha Busha, that Yiroso al Pneichem is referring to the Midah of Busha, that a person with Pashut is embarrassed. So maybe Chayim HaLovis, and that's ironically, and the Mizrach Hasharim talks about this, and Aruch HaTzaddikim, this is really a tremendous, and the pasuk says, like, this is a great shmira from Chayim, because you're embarrassed to go against the will of Hashem. Because who are you? What are you? Who are you? It's not a question of you're going to get punished. It's you don't have the temerity, the chutzpah, to go against. If you really believe in Hashem and how He controls all, if you really develop kiniyah. So, Chaim Talbovis didn't talk about it saving you from chet until now. We're in already the end of Perakeh. He didn't talk about Kaniyah and Chait. He talked about Kaniyah and Kaniyah, as opposed to Gaiva. Now he's saying this will save you from Chait, and he quotes this Pasuk. I can understand this Pasuk. He might have been understanding it even the way he might have meant Yerosu al Pneichem without Chazal, who say Zuha Busha. He doesn't quote Chazal. He might have meant Yerosu al Pneichem, like we would say, Hashem Zira is in your face. And that's what it is when you have Kaniyah. It's in your face. You're always like conscious, cognizant of Hashem's greatness, as you said here. So Yiroso al Pneichem is always in your face. Levilti techado. But it could mean that's what Chazal mean also, Zuabusha, because that what Chazal mean, you're ashamed to be Chote. Because you always feel Hashem's presence. You always feel that you're in Hashem's presence.
He didn't mention it till now because really a side point, right?
Yeah. He's saying it here almost as an aside. That it, and when you develop Kaniyah, you will develop a Shmira from Chait. And really, this is the Mishnah. This is Stakel B'Shlosha Dvarim Veina Daboli De'Aveira. We're talking about Shmira from Chait. Dami Ayim Basa, which he talked about, that was number one, Kaniyah. Ulona Taholech was number five, I believe. No, not number five, number four. Lefnemiyat Tosan Lidin Din V'Cheshbon was really number three and number six, right? I am Bosom Mitipas Rucha, Lona Taholech, Lamakamofa Rima V'Toileah. Lefnemiyat Tosan Lidin Din V'Cheshbon, Lefnemelech Malchiam Lochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue with